असत्यम प्रतिष्ठं ते जगदाहु रविशरम अपरस्पर संभूतम किमन्नत काम हेतु दिस इज द वर्डिक्ट ऑफ द असुरास वी हैव डिस्कस्ड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ असुरास फॉर द लास्ट टू डेज नाउ Gradually, Krishna is explaining the demonic characteristic. He has explained the divine characteristic extensively before this. Now he is explaining what are the demonic characteristics. So, Napikachara, they even do not know how to lead nicely. That verse we have already discussed in the last night. Pravitti incha nivitti incha janana vigura asura na sojana na pita acharo na sattam tilku vidyata. Pravitti and nivitti means which one, which path we shall get and which path we shall reject, that is not. And now we were not shausham, not cleanliness. In ordinary things, cleanliness, that is very hygienic, that also we do not know. Not shausham, not pichachara. They do not know how to behave also. Not satyam and no truthfulness is there. This verse we have already discussed. Now the next characteristic is asattam. This world is simply phenomenal. It has no foundation. The Mayavadis, they directly say, Brahma Satta Jagat Mitya. The Mayavadi at least they say that there is Brahma, he is true. But this phenomenal world is not true. Manifestation of material energy, that is not true. So, according to our philosophy, Vaishnava philosophy, we don't say that this Maya or the Maya means this temporary manifestation. This material world is fact, but it is temporary, not false. We cannot say it is false. Just like I am sitting on the seat, or you are sitting on the floor, we are sitting on something, it is not false. It is fact. I am not sitting in the air, you are not sitting on the air. So, how we can say it is false? No. Therefore, our philosophy is that is fact, one may consider, one who is philosophically inclined, he can judge the statement of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami says, prapanchikataya buddhya pari sambandhi vastuna mumukshudhi paristyaga phalgubhidhaga. He said, the material things, prapanchik means material. So, this house is material. It is made of wood, stone. So we are giving up our material connection. Then why shall we live in this house? This is material. The prapanchikata, prapanchik means considering something as material. Parisambandhi vastu. Vastu means substance or thing which has connection with Hari. This stone, wood, air, fire, water, five gross elements, it has connection with Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapanalu Vayu, Hanumana Buddhi Yoga. Vinnami Pratishti Astadha. These eight kinds of material elements, five gross and three subtle. Namely, the earth, water, air, fire, sky. These are gross elements. And the subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego. So, these are subtle elements. Mind is also material. And intelligence is also material. And ego, the false ego, that I am this material body, that is also material. And above these, that is spiritual. Above this soul, this spirit, that is spiritual. Aparayam, because Siddhini Prakritim Para. Krishna says, these gross and subtle elements, they are inferior energy. That is my energy. And that is inferior energy. Aparayam itasu viddhi pratiti me para. There is another superior. What is that superior energy? Jiva Buddha, the living entity. Jiva Buddha, jayadam dhanyate yaga. That is superior because this superior energy, living entity, He is trying to utilize this inferior material energy for his sense gratification. That's what it is. The whole world is going on. That drives a motor car. It is combination of gross material. Iron, steel, copper, glass, like that. And cotton, and fiber. The car is combination of some material things. But it is operated or it is manufactured by the man. He is controlling this. Therefore he is superior. Both of them are energies. The superior energy, living entity, is managing how to collect this iron, copper, this, that, and make nice car. And he is riding on. And this material supply is given by the material energy. The intelligence is given by Krishna. Krishna says, sarvasya chaham rini sannivishta. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smriti jnanam apohananta. From me is getting the intelligence. So if you analyze the whole thing, the manufacturer of the car and the car itself and the ingredients of the car, the platform on which the car is running, everything belongs to Krishna. That is the ultimate analysis. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said that in everything there is relationship with Krishna. Hari Sambandhi Vastuna. So, why shall I resist it? I am concerned with Hari, Krishna. Therefore, anything belongs to Krishna, I am also interested. Property of Krishna, things of Krishna. We are taking care of this house. Why? Because it is temple, but it's temple. Temple means Krishna is there. Krishna is everywhere. But because we have got now a limited knowledge, we are not advanced. Therefore, we take a spot, the temple, and always think of Krishna. That this is Krishna's place. This is Krishna's temple. We must take care of it. Srividgrahara dhananitanana singaratana mandira marjana. These are the process of devotional service that we worship the deity Srividgraha, nicely dressed, nicely worshipped, first class food offered. This is called Srividgrahara dhana. Worshipping. Archanam. Archanam, vandanam, dasam, tan mandiram ajanati. And again, pleasing the temple very nicely everywhere. So, this is our process. That we take everything in relationship with Krishna. Don't find that this material energy is false. You don't say. But the asuras, those who have no knowledge of Krishna, they say asattam. This is all false. Why is it false? If the source of energy is fact, Brahma Sattva, then the energy of the Sattva must be Sattva. If the cause is fact, then the effect is also fact. Just like cotton. If cotton is fact, then the thread is also fact. How we can say the thread is false and cotton is fact? less than half particle. If the cotton is fat, then the thread affects that cotton, that is also fat. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that praham chikataya vidhya hari sambandhi vasthana. Anything which has got connection with hari, Krishna, praham chikataya vidhya hari sambandhi. Mumukshudi parityaga. Mumukshu, those who are aspiring after liberation. Mukha. The Mayanavis, they are aspiring after mukti. Mukti. A devotee does not care for mukti. Mukti is not very important thing for them. Because actually, one who is pure devotee is already mukta, liberated. He doesn't care for mukti. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita that manchabhya vichani bhakti yogi na dasevati sagunan samachitta yitan brahma bhuyayak. Anyone who is engaged in my devotional service without any adulteration, pure devotional service means anna vilasita sunnam. No other desire, no duplicity. Pure, I am servant of Krishna. It is my duty to serve Krishna. Not, I am serving Krishna with a motive. As soon as I get the opportunity, I shall utilize. That is not pure devotion. Pure devotion means without any motive. Krishna is my Lord. I am the eternal servant. It is my duty to serve. No motive. That is pure devotion. So if one is on the platform of devotional service, mancha bhavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate, anyone who is serving Krishna without any motive, without any alarm, pure devotional service, he is already liberated. Mantabhyavicharini bhakti yogi majasvati sagunana samatita etan. Liberation means not to be under the influence of the modes of material nature, not to be infected by the modes of material nature, especially passion and ego. That is mukti. Mukti is not a very wonderful thing. It is a difference of consciousness. Everyone is conscious, material. I am this body, I am American, I am Indian, and this and that. This is one consciousness. And when this consciousness is purified, tatparatena nirmanam. Nirmanam means completely clean. That is the bhakti practice. Sarvapadhi-vinin-muktam tat-parasena nirvana. When one becomes purified completely from all this dirtiness, the body is dirtiness. So according to the body, we are placed in different dirtiness. I am human being. I am cat, I am dog, I am demigod, I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Kshatriya, so many divinities. So bhakti platform is sarupadhi vinimuktam anna vilasita asunnam. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I am not a Brahmin, I am not a Kshatriya, I am not a Vaishya, I am not a Shudra. Because the material human society, designation, is a varnasram, according to the Vedic scriptures. Even those who are not on the Varnasram platform, they are enemies. That is Vedic religion. So, to come to the platform of truth, one has to know what are the defects of material life, how it is taken by the asuras. That is being described by the star, asattam. Asattam apratistham. Apratistham. Te. Te means the asuras. Jagadahu anishtam. It is controlled by the Supreme. In a material state, we think that it is being controlled by the laws of material nature. That is also fact. But behind the laws of material nature, there is Krishna. The material laws of material nature is not working blindly. There is a fact. Combination of material things, big nine air tea is moving. It is a combination of material things. There are iron, aluminium, wood, and petrol, so many other things. The combination of material things. But this combination of material things, if it is kept in one place, in many thousands of years, it will not fly. It will not fly. The petrol is there, everything is there. Unless the pile up is there. When the pile up comes, he pushes the bottom, then it will. So these foolish beings, atheistic persons, mudhas, they cannot see. There must be a spiritual touch. In spite of all electronic arrangements, unless there is spiritual, the pilot is spiritual being, unless he touches his finger, it is not moving. So how this gigantic material manifestation can work independently? They have no self. Therefore they say, Jagadahu Anishtaram, Anishtaram. There is no pilot. It is moving automatically. This is also acidic conclusion. How it can move? Where is your experience? That simply combination of material things can move the machine. Where is your experience? How do you say that? This is very common sense. Therefore Krishna says, this rascal, this demon, this says, Jagadahu Anishana. There is no controller. He's thinking, the scientist is thinking. He's practically doing in the laboratory that he is a spiritual soul. He is mixing the chemicals, hydrogen, oxygen, acid and alkali. He's mixing and there is reaction. Then something is coming out. He's doing that. You see, he says, there's no God. What is this foolishness? Why do they say like that? Therefore they are asuras. They do not admit the existence. Big, big chemists. recently there is a book, Chemical Evolution. He wants to prove it that by combination of chemicals, the life has come in. That is not the fact. The fact is, life has come from life. You cannot manufacture life by combination of chemicals. Chemical comes from life. In our book, what is that book? Life comes from life. I've given this reason that even though you think that chemical combination brings the living force. But the chemical is coming from life. It's like citric acid. The citric acid we see practically. There is a tree, lemon tree. This is life. The lemon tree is life. Jalajana Lavalakhani is sthavara. They are sthavara life, non-moving life, but it is life. So, from an insignificant lemon tree, tons of citric acid is coming. You have got experience. This lemon means citric acid. This chemical is coming from life. Without the tree, you cannot get this chemical, citric acid. Sometimes you have got experience, the perspiration is water, is coming from my body. The body is actually solar andhra. So how you can say the chemical is coming from matter? No. Chemical is coming from life. Even if you accept that life is combination of chemicals, then the chemical also coming from life. So therefore life is the original source of everything, both matter and life. The body is coming from life, and the soul is coming from life. The Supreme Life, Krishna says, Mamaivam Suti Bhuta. These living entities, they are part and parcel of me. The Krishna is the Supreme Life. Therefore he says, Aham Sarva Sapta Bhava, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. So Krishna is the source of both life and matter. There are two energies. One is superior energy, another is inferior energy. The material elements are inferior energy, and the superior energy, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, Jainam Dhasati. How you can say, Jagadahu Anishtaram? How you can say that without the control of the Supreme Law, this material world has come into being? There is no sufficient reason. They say, because they are not very intelligent, therefore Krishna says, Mura. Mura. That is stated in the same chapter. Namana duskitinam mūrha patvatyante narādhama. Those who are duskritinam. Duskritinam means very intelligent. But the intelligence is being misused in misty moment. That's what duskritinam. Kriti means very nice brain. But duskriti, the brain is used for creating misgivings. They will explain like that. But we should be very much careful not to become their victim. So, although they still say there is no God, Jagadahu Anishtanam, but we are convinced that God is the origin. Janma Adrasya Jagadha of both matter and spirit. So, Aparaspara Samsam. They simply explain that it is the result of combination. Just like acid and alkali combined together, just like soap. Soap is combination of acid and alkali. The caustic soda is alkali. And the fat is acid. So you mix this acid and alkali. There is another product. This is chemical. Science. So, the acid and alkali, they also come from the light, or if it does not come from the light, the product is made by another light. Acid and alkali does not mix together unless the chemist or the soap maker brings them together and mixes. The soap does not come. So how you can say that the chemical combination is the source of life? No, that is not possible. This is right conclusion. But these rascals, they conclude like that. Aparasparasambhutam, by combination of two or more material things, produces another third or fourth thing. Aparasparasambhutam. Even not tamahitam. They give example. This is the atheistic Shankar philosophy. Atheistic Shankar philosophy. Combination permutation. But the example is given, human not kama hoit. Kama, just like a man and woman becomes lusty, and their combination brings forth a child, a third matter. They think like that. They are thinking everything is matter. No, there is good brain within this combination. That is explained in the Vedic literature. Karmana daivanatrena jantat deha upattaye. This body is not coming accidentally by the sex intercourse. That is not the fact. The fact is karmana daivanatrena. Otherwise, why the same kind of body is not coming? By material combination and permutation. Why there are different types of bodies? Why there is rich body, why there is poor body, why there is cat body, why there is dog body? Why there are varieties? That we cannot answer. If you say that simply by combination of matter, the secretion of the man and woman, emancipate and take another step. And that secretion, discharge of matter is due to lust. That is all right. But unless there is the living spark, soul, within that material combination, there is no pregnancy. The pregnancy will take place when there is actually living soul within this material place, material combination, emancipation. That is the knowledge you get from many sources. Karmana daivanatrena janta deha upapatti. Janta, the living entity, is getting a type of body. By the karma, it is not simply lusty combination. Because the living entity has got its karma, therefore one is born and Mr. Paul and one is born something else. It is due to karma. Otherwise, why is born one rich and poor? There must be some consideration. So that they do not find. They do not, they have no eyes to see. They simply see the superfluous combination, permutation. No. That superintendence is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya Dhakshina Prakriti. The Bhagavata also says, Daivanetrena. Daivanetrena means under the leadership of the Supreme. As soon as one dies, he touches his body, he does not die. He changes the body. Now the next body. Here is the duration of changing body. Say for 100 years, the changing is going on. Then after that, when he changes his body, then there is Daivanetrena, the judgment what kind of body should be awarded this lineage. That is called Vaigunatha. And when it is decided that he has done such and such thing, therefore he should be promoted, he has done such and such thing, he should be degraded, he has done such and such thing, therefore he should go back to home, back to Godhead. All these judgments are taken. Then he is offered. Janti deva prata divam. Pitrin janti pitri prata. Bhute cha janti bhutani. Madhyaji no ki janti ma. There is a judgment, supreme judgment. He has done like this. All life, getting the promoted in the heavenly planet. He goes there. Ābrahma bhavanā lokāṁ pranāma sinā arjuna. Ābrahma lokā, the highest planetary system. Brahma lokā, he can go. That is also required superior judgment. What he has done for being promoted. Janma isatya sukatsrīvi. Janma, to take birth in high class family, to become very rich. They are not accidental. There is great ground. Vaigunatha. By the superior judgment. And there are so many things to be learned. Simply to become blind without any knowledge and give some bhajit or some thumb. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. Krishna is guiding us. Don't be victims of these vessels. Asattam, apratisthante, yadudahvanishtha. There is God. There is Supreme Controller. And God says, mayadhakshena, under my supervision. The material power is very gigantic, undoubted. That is described in the Brahma Sangita. Sishti sthiti pralayasa dhana sakti rita. This material energy is called Durga. Durga means, du means very difficult. When we are within this material world, it is very, very difficult to get out. This sky is covering the whole material universe. And there are different layers. It is not so. You cannot go even to the nearest planet, Durga. Very difficult. You cannot, your condition is so. You cannot go. You are thinking, I have got now discovered this. This is not discovered. The aeroplane was long, long ago. So, you cannot go. That is our conditional life. They are trying to go to the moon planet. Unsuccessful. They cannot go. Therefore, you are conditioned. I am conditioned to live on this planet. I cannot go to other planet without permission. It is common sense. Just like in India, one cannot come to America without proper visa. So how can go to the other planet without proper visa? So they do not think that is there for asuras, demons. They are simply thinking that they are perfect, they can do everything. That is not possible. That is not possible. Therefore, a devotee knows how to do things. He knows, not automatically, but he learns from the spiritual master, the representative of God. Then he becomes perfect. Otherwise, asura, nāpita, nāsaucama nāpita-ātā. Yosulās, they do not know what is cleanliness, what is proper behavior. That is those āsuric quality. So we have explained, by āsuric quality, we remain conditioned with this material world. But by divine quality, we can become free from this material bondage. And go back to home, back to God. So, these things are very elaborately explained in this chapter, 16th chapter, son, let us know who is demon and who is divine. Thank you very much.